Okay. So what I'd like to do, we have some questions to do from the Pesach. And then, so today, you know, is the last official shiur of Kiddushin for the year. So I'd like to say some closing words also at the end. But I want to first do the Chazara. So let's do Chazara. So, number one, Tendi Vekzos, we in Zachal Adam, Zachal Adam. So the Tzos says, only Zachal Adam, not Me Adam, right? Only to get, not to give, right? That's why he argued with the Truma Sadashim. You know this Truma Sadashim, you know this. So the question is, how does the Gemara say in Pesachim Dav Yud Gimel that you sell someone's chametz? If he's not there, right? You're the shomer for his chametz, and he's not there, you can go, you'll sell his chametz. So that Zachin May Adam. And the Rav Yitzchok Chana is a tshuva like that. So the Pesachim, Rashi Pesachim says no, because it's talking about a case where you were the shomer, so then you'll just take it to the goy. So then even if the kinyan isn't chal, like the so says, but once in his mind Issa comes, it's going to be hefker, and the goy's going to be zolcha, so there won't be any bal yiro, bal yirotzer. So in other words, from that gemara, it doesn't necessarily prove that the kinyan is chal. It just says that you'll sell it, and you'll put it in the goy's reshus. Rav Yitzchok Chana is a tshuva, was Rav Yitzchok Chana argues with the ktos. So he holds that you could even sell zochin mei adam. Right? And even if you don't take it out of the guy's reshus, right? Like the Bezda knows that this community, there are 70 balabatim, and they all always sell the chametz, and two of the guys are out of town, and probably they were detained. So Rav Yitzchok Chana says you could sell it for them. Because Rav Yitzchok Chana argues with the ksos, because he holds zochin even me'adam, right? But the ksos does, holds all zochin le'adam. So what is he going to say to that Gemara that says that the shomer could sell the balabayis as chametz? So he says it's talking about a case where he has it in his possession. So it's not in the, normally a person sells their chametz, they keep it in their possession, they sell it to the goy. Here, it was given to the shomer, so the shomer will give it in the goy's reshus, and even if the sale's not chal, but it'll become hefker, and then the goy will be zoch, and then it won't be a problem. Then we saw the Gemara in Kiddushin, Shlucho Shalom Kimoso, that's a proof that you could shech the Korban on behalf of somebody else, Korban Pesach. You shech the Korban Pesach on behalf of everyone else. Everyone shechs the Korban Pesach. Shlucho Shalom Kimoso. So the Ritva says, so, but Rizzi says, who says it's midin shliach? Maybe it's midin zchia. So, and the Orzarua has the same question. Kra lamali, tepek le mishum, zachal adam shalom l'chanov. Right? So the Orzarua says no, because without the pasach, everything, maybe it's not a zchus. Because you're taking away my mitzvah. So the pasuk is teaching me that no, that it's that you'll still get the mitzvah. But in a chanami, you could be working mitin zchiyah. That's the rhythm of the Zerua. Marshag, number five, we said the Marshag is Zchia Begitten. Right? You could be Zocha in. Zocha Get. Ish Menachem. And the woman left him. And she got married to another man without a get. So So maybe Mizaka get for the woman. In other words, the woman left the husband and she just. And then she went with another man and got married with him. Yes. It's not good. So he says that so maybe we can mezakeh get, but he says no, that the concept of mezakeh is something for somebody else is only if they want it. If she doesn't want it, then not. So like he said, the concept of selling, so he says the same thing by chametz. You can mezakeh. The cases in the Rav Yitzchok Chanon that the guy didn't sell the chametz means he's a firm guy. He wants to sell the chametz. He doesn't do it. But a person who dafka doesn't want to sell, so then it's only his chus if you want to do it. That's the big yisod that the Marshag says. As Rav Tuvia Goldstein quotes this Marshag. So he says over here. She doesn't want to get. He says, Ada Rhodes says, Lakabal get Rakimite Lochamesh Mayos Dola. Only if he gives her $100. And he can't afford that. Whether he really needs a hetamei rabbanim. So now the husband lost his wife. She ran away from him. So the question is, could he remarry now also? So he says, he says maybe she doesn't even need a hetamei rabbanim. Because she ran away from him. Even though the Chasam Sofer says you should always have had the ring around him. Maybe you don't need it. And then the question is, could it be Mizakeh get? So he says no, because she doesn't want to get. So he says the same thing by a Russia that has chametz, and he doesn't want to be sell his chametz. So you can't just be mezakeh him for something he doesn't want. So that's my shot. Then, and that's Amik Halacha of Tzuvia Goldstein. He says the same thing. He quotes the Smar Shach. And the whole concept that the acronym we're talking about of Mechiras Chametz is Zochin, is Dafka for somebody who wants to keep Torah. He wants to sell the Chametz. I don't want to sell the Chametz, even though I say, oh, it's you should be selling your Chametz. But he doesn't want it. So then, doesn't mean what he should want. It's what he wants. Okay, Lagabe Mumeris. Right? If you have somebody who is a Mumeris, so we said that that maybe we can be here. So the Divrei Chaim says, Whereas maybe she wants to be an Eishes Ish because she wants to dafka do it be Isser. But he this chus borosh, obviously it's better for her not to be an Eishes Ish than be Mazana. Mikomoka man mavis lachal b'yisuri Eishes Ish dilma lo nichola v'lo shaykh skiyem mitam shlichas dilma lo nichola v'lo mokam yovam. So he says that it doesn't work if she doesn't want, even though it's the best thing in the world for her to be divorced if she's being mezana. She's being mezana, it's the best thing for her in the world to have someone. So if she would take a get, which, you know, that's one thing, but if she doesn't want it, so then that's the same thing. So we said before in the Marshad, I mean, we saw the Trumas Hadeshins, the concept of being mezakeh for a woman who's been mezana. But that can mean that she just is not from and she just never got around getting a get. Yeah, if the dafka she doesn't want it, or he couldn't do it for her. Okay. Because I mean, we did see the Trumas Hadeshin that said that you could be mezakeh get for an isha when she's not from. Okay. Next. Tain Drush Chazal Gabi Lechem Oni. Okay, who has that packet for me? Lechem Oni, so we said, it has a lot of drushes. Lechem Sha'oni Malav Devarim Harbe. Ma Dakar Shal Oni, that who Masik Vishta Ofa. Right? That, like when you bake, Who mastic vishto ofer? Afkanam who mastic vishto ofer? So that's part of lachem. So we said that is there a din of mitzvah bo yosem yivshlucho by making matzah? So we said that we have a gemara kedushin that by getting ready for Pesach, but we're getting ready for Shabbos. There's mitzvah bo yosem yivshlucho, but we have. We have a Gemara in Kulin that who gathered the Havadari Chiti of Pischa, right? It was a person who was carrying the wheat for the matzahs, and he's told the seed to split, right? So you see that these people were themselves involving themselves in the making of the matzahs, like Yerushalmi says. That these Amoraim would also, you know, to do the tchina, they themselves would get involved in the tchina, and we saw the Sefer Rokeach says Kol Yish Yisrael Tzarech Leilach Im Tochen Litchom. Right. Like the Gemara says, the Chulin, the Yerushalmi. So there's an idyon to get involved yourself in the in the baking. The Maramah says Anchi Maisu Gilim Leichon Atzma Melamokum Merichayim. And the Rogan of Ram says because it's Mitzvah Yosem Mishlucho. And the Gra says, he quotes that Yerushalmi. So what's going on here? So those are some of the mekoros of doing it yourself. So the number 10, the Balatanya says by Kovet Shabbos, that's a mitzvah. There was mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho, you don't say by every all cases. In other words, the Gemara has it that the Amoraim would get involved in cooking for Shabbos. That was dafka for Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a special din that your mechabed Shabbos is like a mitzvah begufo. That you're supposed to, because, you know, the Pasuk says, you know, chebarto, you know, have him. It's considered a mitzvah begufo. So that means everyone has to have some involvement in the Shabbos preparation. You see, other things we say is not a mitzvah begufo, so get someone else to do it. You could be learning. No, but when it comes to Shabbos, you yourself have to be involved. This pasuk says you have to mechabit Shabbos chibaratov. So therefore, even if you're learning, you have to take time out to be mechabit Shabbos. But that's a special thing in Shabbos. That doesn't mean that, or of course, you have to, you know, certain mitzvahs you have to do yourself. You put a tefillin. But Shabbos, you would think, you know, someone else could take care of it. Why do I have to do it? We don't usually think of Shabbos as a mitzvah begufo, but he's saying that hachana l'Shabbos is kovet Shabbos is like a mitzvah begufo. That's the Baal HaTanya says. And then number 11, we spoke about it, but it's really a repeat of number 9, the Makoros, that Afias Matzah is also, we saw that there's an Indian by Matzah also to do. That's what we said, maybe that's why Pesach is called Shabbos, because it has that commonality. And he says that the Vilna Gaon says, Ma darko shel oni hu masik vishto ofer, ma shel osik ba'atzmo ba'fiyas matzah chelo ba'mitzvah. Darko shel oni lafos ba'atzmo. Because that's part of matzah, because an oni, he doesn't buy, he bakes, he doesn't have money to buy things, maybe they bake themselves. So the Vilna Gaon says maybe part of the idea is that lechem oni, we learn that's the derech of an oni, is that he makes things at home, like his wife lights the fire and he puts the dough in. You don't go to a store, and certainly not a hotel, but not a store where you just buy. That's part of oni, that you yourself are involved in the making, like aniim. Aniim don't have some money; they have to be involved themselves. And the Hagos Maimoni says another thing, that it says, yeah, Hagos Maimoni says Mechilta B'Sharosom Tzrus B'Simlosom Al Shichbam. They carry the matzahs themselves. So why do they have to carry the matzahs themselves? Couldn't they put it on their behema? Is the mechabed the matzahs? So zecher to that they would carry the matzahs themselves when they were coming out of Mitzrayim. So to show, so we also do things ourselves to show that memorial of how they were mechabev so much. Okay, good. Next, Moshe. So the question is, can you be yotzei ma'aser shel ma'aser sheni? There's a question whether ma'aser sheni is mamon gavola or mamon had yot, right? Does it belong to Hashem and he's letting you eat it, or is it belong for you really? So that's what the Gemara says. Isha shel ma'aser sheni is it chayv and chala potum chala? So the Gemara says the same thing by matzah. What is it? The question is, where does it say lachem by matzah? Lachem oni, vayachalam lachem arts, vayalolam mishalachem, afkal mishalachem. Right? So we learned it out of Gezer Shava. So that's the question. In other words, if you assume that matzah needs lachem, because you learn that from the Gezeirah Shava, you have a chumash for a second? You have a chumash? Bamidbar. Thank you. Yeah, in Bamidbar, Tezvav, by Chala, right? It says, "Vayeh b'lachem u'lechem la'aretz tarim b'truma l'Hashem." Veishis tarim chala tarim b'truma l'Hashem. So we learn now. It says, "Vayeh b'lachem u'lechem la'aretz tarim b'truma l'Hashem." Reishis Hariso Techem Chala, right? It has to be yours, Hariso Sechem. And it says Lechem. And it says Lechem by Matzah. So, therefore, we learn out Lechem. It has to be Lechem. So that's what the Rush says, that Matzah has to be Lechem. Because, just like the Gemara says, if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, so if you have Ma'aseh Shel Ma'aseh, so it's not yours, it's not Lechem, you're not Yotzei. So too, if it's not yours, so if you steal matzah, it's no good. Why? Because it's not lachem. Matzah needs lachem. That's the Rosh Hashita. Matzah needs lachem. However, maybe there's another reason it should not be good if you steal matzah. It's a mitzvah by Bavera. So which one is it? Because the Yerushalmi says that it's a mitzvah by Bavera. The Yerushalmi and Chala says, what's a Zula Vasula Barachala? Motze Baruch Deis Hashem. So that's the question. Is it because it's mitzvah by Bavera or not? So Rabbi Kiveger, so in Shulchan Aruch it says that you're not Yotzei b'matzah gzula. So Rabbi Kiveger says, why not? Once you swallow it, once you chew on it, aren't you calling it b'shinoi? And he says, and he says that the Ritva says in Echanami. The Ritva says that love. Yeah, and a grown woman may have the Ovid mitzvah, lav mishum lachem, lo mishum mitzvah babaver. So he says, not a problem, the Ritva says. He says, the Gemara only said that by Ma'is Hasheni, that it's always Shal Kavoah. But in a Hanami, you kona. So then what's the problem? But the Rush says no. The Rush says it's not Lachem. So Rav Kiva asks, why is it not Lachem? But once you chew it, then there's like a shino going on. Once it's a shino, it's lachem. You still have to pay for it, but now you own it. Because when you do a shino, if you steal something and you do a shino, now it's yours. You weren't allowed to do it, you have to pay for it, but now they can't ask the item back because it's a shino. You still have to pay for it. So then you can just go steal people's things and do a shino and keep it. No, you're still going to have to pay for it. But you don't have to return the object. That's what shinui koda means. So therefore, what's the problem with the matzah gzula? You koda b'shinui. One second. So he says, So he says it's still not mitzvah b'avera. In other words, in a chanami, it is lachem. Because it's a shina. The question is, what is the Rush going to say for that? Rush says it's not lachem. He says, Rabbi Kivya said, what do you thought? It is lachem. Ah, but what about? But it still might be a mitzvah b'avera. So he says, "Yikomokom hachad akinin b'shas hachila, the le'isa tzorach hachilu." So because once you start chewing it, once you start chewing it, then what? So that's what the Siva says. He says, well, if you koneb before the mitzvah, then it's not a mitzvah baba veiri either, because you koneb it. But here, mikomokom hacha dakinyan b'shas achila, to le'isa tzorach achilahu, have a mitzvah baba veiri. Because here you're starting to chew, so that's the beginning of the mitzvah. So that you weren't koneh before, right? Because the shina is only happening later. In other words, you put it in your mouth, you start to chew. After kol hecha dekayin mikodem asiyas the mitzvah l'shach mitzvah bever, hocha gakinin b'shas achila, the lisa tzorach achilahu. So therefore it's a mitzvah b'avera. Because the mitzvah you're starting already when you're chewing. So you didn't make the shinoi before the mitzvah. Because as soon as you put it in your mouth, that's the beginning of the mitzvah. Even though you only get the mitzvah once you swallow, but the process starts already from putting it in your mouth. So therefore, he says that that's still going to call the mitzvah baba vera. But what about lachem? The question is, what is the Rush going to do? Why doesn't the Rush? How do we answer for the Rush? In other words, what the Rush holds is not lachem. Others say it's the mitzvah baba vera. So Rabbi Kivegi says, I don't understand why it's the mitzvah baba vera. It's the time you swallow it, it's already a shinoi. The answer, so the Siva says the answer is because the mitzvah started before you swallowed it. So therefore that's when the mitzvah begins. and then the Shina didn't happen yet. The Shina happened before the whole mitzvah began, that's a different story. But here it didn't, because the beginning of the putting it into your mouth is the beginning of the mitzvah already. So it's one, you can't swallow something without putting it in your mouth first, so it's one process. So that's Yushitas Yushalmi. We said Matzik Zulu Misabab Bavera. We said Chidusha Shal Roshi Nid Lachem. The Kushiv Rabbi Kiva Eger is why it's a problem of Mitzvah Bavera, but you aren't Yakone. So the Nesivis and the Ritzvah says the same question. The Ritzvah says in a Hanami. That's why the Ritzvah says. So like a b'shas hanaz grono of the mitzvah lo mishum lachem lo mishum mitzvah b'vavera. Now is he saying in a chanami it's not a problem of lachem and it's not a problem of mitzvah b'vavera? He doesn't work with the nesivus' idea that the mitzvah started. He says in a chanami yikone lachem. That's one thing he holds, but that's the Ritzvah and Sukkah. But he's not even working with that now. So he says, in a chanami. The Lavar Aduri, Vesu Lekim Shasa, and Oz Gron May of David Mitzvah, Lomishim Lachem, Lomishim Mitzvah Babacher. So he says, not a problem. Obviously, you shouldn't do such a thing. But he doesn't think either Psul applies, right? Then we discussed page 9. Be'er Divrei Imrei Bina. But again, right, so then we discussed the idea that some hold you have to be mezake. The matzah. Right? Because if you hold, you need lachem, so maybe you have to be mezakeh the matzah. But the minig is not to do that, right? So he says what? That maybe it's enough. The way some say is the fact that you're allowed to eat it, that's enough of lachem. And that's where Sipek Zachran comes. In other words, enough that you have reshus to eat, that's the enough of lachem that you need for matzah. What? Yeah, so that's what he's claiming. I mean, the Sfas Emes is the one who says Taki should be mezakeh and the whole thing. Let's skip a little bit. Then look for page question 20. The Shagasai's kasha. The Shagasai's kasha is, what do you mean you need lachem? But the whole source of lachem is from challah, and challah is chayiv even if you steal. You shouldn't make the bracha, but right. But that was the Shagasai's kasha, right? Because the whole source is lachem, and lachem is harizah gozol chitim. Is a mevarchel aminites. You have the second. You have the second one, Moshe. That's the Shagas Arias Kasha. Is what are you saying? The problem of Lachem, that Gazula is no good. This is not Lachem, but the whole source is from Chala. Matzah is learned out from Chala. And by Chala, you don't need Lachem. Because Harisha Gozo, Sashal Chitim, Tchonon Va, Tvish Men Chala. So you have to be mafish. You can be mafish challah. So the emek yeshuas. So he says, how come matzah can't be more chomer? So that was his kasha. The Emek Yeshua says in a Chanami, because he says by Chala, the chayfetz is chayiv because the person who originally owned it has a chayiv. So now this piece of Chala is chayiv and Chala. So it has bailum. It's still Gezel, it's still Shem Gezel, but it still has the Bible Mishonim. So therefore, but by matzah, it's still gzula. So in Echonami, by matzah, it's still gzula. It's not lachem. So you're not yotzei. So why are you chayv and chala? You're chayv and chala. I'll stop by the mishonim. So that's truma. That's the yishuv of the Emek Yeshua. Then we saw the rokeach has a thing that when you're baking matzah, right? Everyone should say that the makne. The if you find my matzah, you know, in the matzah factory, everything could get all mixed up. So everyone's makne their matzah to everyone else. So this way, it won't be any shayla of gzula or any shalom. That's the minig of the rakech and the. And the Emek Yeshua says that's the idea that you need lachem. He says the fima should be added has the mean lachem. Hilchos said the vaday be inish he matzah shalom midaraisa. That's why they had this minhag that. And in the matzah factories, they would announce, you know, anyone who gets my matzah, I give it to you by matana. Then we had the discussion: when you get something on your plate, are you considered the owner? Could you be Mekadesh Anisha? Right? We had the whole discussion with the Riaz, and you know, when an oreach is in someone's house, is it just permission to eat, or it's his? Nafkamin is if you want to take a matzah ball. And Makarish, the girl sitting next to you, who's single, would be Chalanat, right? The whole discussion. We saw that the Indian, so that's the Machlokas Haposkin, right, on page 30, whether you mamish own it. Right, the Ramos says, Oreach she Yoshev is a Mobile for Notal Chalkov Kiddush Bo Havei Mekudeshes. And the Beis Shmuel says that it's good. Yeah. But then the question is, what about the Gemara that says Ein Arech Yashal Litein Mimashal Fanav? He can't give it to the children of the Balabais. So that could be maybe only Din and Derech Eretz. We saw. Then we discussed the Takanos of Yochanan and Zakkai of Yom Hanef Kula Osir and to take Lulav the 7 days and Meiser Rokeach Meir Yibor Hamikdash. Because Amalek is destroyed and Yudalad Nisan, and then the Beis Hamikdash could be built on Tezvav. We said the Haman was Nitla on Tezayin. That's a special, you need to have a special thing at the meal at the second day of Pesach, Zechet Tlias Haman. And then we talked about the Bahag. If you skip one day of Sfira, that was the Bahag Shita, then you miss. The Mechir Yayin we talked about, that Yasu Eitz Kavocham Shimama is the rise to the 50th level of okay, so those are the basic ideas. Okay, Moshe, let me just say a couple of closing remarks here. Okay, so here we are. Today is May 8th. We first, those who are here from the beginning of the year, we started when? What was the starting day? What? August 25th? Yeah. August 25th. So from August 25th to May 8th, there's a couple of breaks here and there, but basically, you know, and I would say we're about 42 packets. That's only the Kedushin packets. And then the Kibbutz Av Eim, and then Yonah Dioma, and Chumash, and it's a lot. So, you know, and if you see Avi Shechter's folder or Moshe, that's yours? Was that Avi Shechter? It's yours. Yeah. Oh, there it is. You gotta have, you know, but, so there's a lot. There's a lot to learn, and we did learn, and you can always look back. That's why I always, every packet has a title, and I put all the Makoros in. I used to not put in any Gemaras in a packet, my original. I said, everyone should not bring a Shas. I didn't put any Rambams in, because I said everyone should have a Rambam. But then I said, but who's going to remember, like, this packet that was a Rambam? So I put everything now. So you have all the Gemaras and all the Rambams and everything. And if you want to look back, you could look back. And it's a tremendous amount of things, different topics that we did in, you know, different Gemaras that we've seen, and different Rishonim and Poskim and in Kiddushin, and but my shita is, again, never to rush too much, because if you rush, you won't get anything. But in the end, you look back at the whole year, how much there was, you know, the Taz Hayadua, and the Rambam Midivrei Sofrim, and, you know, Schor of Macholas Asuras, and Kiddushi Tos, all these different, you know, it's a huge amount. But that's my shita in learning, is less is more and more is less. You try to do so much every day, you won't get anything. But if you do, like, every day you did one rush and a Gemara and a Tosis, one day. And then every day you do, well, at the end, you have a lot. So that's number one. But that is only part of it. The main, because that, you could be sitting, you know, there are people listening to the Shia from any part of the world could be listening to our Shia. You know, and I always, you know, you go to a wedding and you always say, oh, this somebody meets you. I want to introduce myself. I listen to your Shia, you know, which is great. And some people I know, of those people I know. Some people I don't know. Some people it could be, you know, living in Australia, you know, wherever. But the Iker is of the Shia. What I would tell you is the chevra and the warmth and the relationship. That's the most important thing, because in the end of the day, it's important all the learning, and we should chazer it and know it well, and what we did in kedushin and zchia mitam shlichus and zchia beget and zchia beget, you know, all these different things. But the most important thing is the relationship that Baruch Hashem, we have together Talmud to Talmud, Talmud to Rebbe, etc. That Be'ez Hashem, together with the learning, should be something that is Kayim L'Olam V'Ed. And, you know, to be able to participate in each other's simchas and good things and whatever, and be, you know, at the Shabbos table, you know, that's something very special, you know, and we should all be able to be zocher to share in each other's simchas together and good things for many years to come. And this Beis Medrash is a very special Beis Medrash, I always say. It's not like, you know, some places are bigger and more bustling and hustling and this. But this is, you know, everyone feels, no one feels pressure here. You understand? Like some different atmospheres, there's pressure to be this way, pressure. You come here, you can be yourself. And everyone will respect you for who you are and what you are. And that's a beautiful thing that, you know, can come here. I remember when Rabbi Chalap first told me that I'm coming to this Beis Medrash. It wasn't a Beis Medrash before. For many years, this was used to sell wine and matzah for Pesach. That's what it was. It was basically an empty room, and it was used for wine and matzah. Right, PPC. Until they decided that maybe they shouldn't be selling wine for some reason. Maybe they have to have legalities, where you're allowed to sell wine. Maybe they shouldn't be selling wine. And then once the wine went, the matzahs went. And then one day, Rabbi Chalap told me he's making this into a Beis Medrash and he wants me to come. That was the first hall. I used to say Shir first in the second floor, the third floor of the first hall. That's where, or second floor, third floor, whatever. That's where Rabbi Tuchman was in the Shir then. Rabbi Rapp said to me just the other day, Rabbi Rapp said he came in the first day I ever said Shir ever, 25 years ago. He said, he was there the first day, because he says he wants to remember 50 years from now, he could say, oh, I was there the first day. So he said to me, Rabbi Rapp, okay, we're halfway there. You know, as I said, it's a very meaningful relationship. And Be'ez Hashem, next year we're going to learn Sukkah. We'll try to do more inside of the straight Gemara as well, you know, to accommodate that as well, plus all the packets, etc. Only more and better. And but as I told you, the most important thing is the environment here. And that, you know, sometimes, you can leave yeshiva and the person never made a relationship with his rebbeim, or his, you know, and then what does he have in the end? You have a relationship, you have something that lasts all of that. And again, it's not that we don't do learning. We do plenty of learning and plenty of, you know, but in a way that maybe sometimes people don't think, oh, it's the highest level. But I always believe that Aliyah in the Hilchus is the highest level. So, and go slow, Aliyah in the Hilchus, get things, is a very important thing. So I want to thank everyone, you know, in the Shir, because everyone's presence in the Shir is important. You know, when somebody's not here one day, it's not the same, because, you know, everyone who's here is an important thing. It's just not like a person who's sitting in a crowd of, you know, it doesn't really matter if I'd be here or not here, but, you know, but everyone is very important. And Be'ez Hashem, we should come back next year, we should learn even more. Sukkah, we'll learn other topics in Sukkah and things on Sunday, other things. Be'ez Hashem, it should be a very productive, and Be'ez Hashem, those are around, I'm going to be starting to give shiurim. Tomorrow's the Bechina, if you signed up, right, from what, 11 till 12 or something like that. You signed up with, right, Moshe? 11, right. He has the Shine sign up sheet. And we'll have, then we'll start the two series of Shiur, but I realize you have finals and things like that, so, you know. But and we'll continue, so Chumash Shiur on Thursdays, you know. And, you know, always stop by, say hello. You know, I want to see how you are, and we'd love to see you all back next year, Be'ez Hashem, and it'll be as chachos, and So, and those that want to come to the Shirim now is the Hilchas Avelus and Hilchas Mila. Those are very chashuva topics that we're going to do. And the Chumash Shirim, you know, is also something very, you know, important to give, you know, because a lot of times a person can go through yeshiva education and never look, never see a Medrash Rabbah, never see a Sforno. You know, just see, you only saw the Ksos. You know, we do plenty of Ksos. You have to know what a Sforno is, what a Chasam Sofer is, you know, what a Medrash Rabbah is, all these different things. You know, it can open up a lot of things for you. So, as a Shem, you know, I feel a close relationship to, I'd say, everyone in the Shia here. Because, again, it's not we're not dealing with a Shia that's, you know, 80 people. In the old days, there used to be, like, more people, whatever, things were different. But it's still a very nice Chevra, you know. And what's nice about the Chevra is that, you know, the people here are very much, you know, Anovim, Shval Ruach. You know, it's a nice atmosphere. It's not an atmosphere of gaiva. It's not an atmosphere, you know, it's just an atmosphere of Bakashas HaEmes. You know, there was the Levaya this past Friday of my good friend Rabbi Hoffman, Rabbi Josh Hoffman, who represents these ideals to me of Emes and Anova. If you ever have a free moment to hear, Moshe put up my Hesped online, but the whole Levaya is online also. You know, is listen. But the Hesped, Harai put on, yeah. So there's a lot of things. So Chazer over, always, you know, Chazer over, and always we always have to grow in learning. You know, there's always more to learn, and our relationship should only become closer throughout the years. And you know, we should have a relationship of closeness, of caring. You know, when someone's not here, we care that someone's not here. You know. And it's a very important thing, and you'll see how much Chazara is the time where you see how much you learned. So sometimes, oh, did we really learn so much? Because you see how much you code at. And if you really do well and you look back at the packet, and it's not just to be able to spit back, you see it inside and you look at it inside, you do it again. And you look up the Rosh again, and the Rambam again, and the Ksos again, and the Trumas Hadeshin again, and Marsham again, and the Gemara Zvachim, and Mili Mo Mimsarin, and the Ramban, and the Truva, and the Igros Moshe, and all the different things. It all comes together. So please, you're not leaving yet. So, officially for the Shir, we wish everyone a very healthy summer, and prosperous summer. Bez Hashem, and come by, say hello. You know, they still, you know, after Shavuos they're planning to revamp the library. So to see where, but they say they will let people stay on the sixth floor. So it's going to be interesting. We had a meeting today. That's why I was late at this meeting about the library. That's a separate story. Okay, so we'll be in touch. We'd love to see everyone back next year, Bez Hashem, with a good health and prosperity for everybody. And sign up, and I'll see you all to Bez Hashem tomorrow for the Bechina. And we'll all be good. Yeah, thank you.